Hello all, it's
Shazza
and Kitty again, and we're here at Reef Bay for Brew Upon the Beach 2019 number 2. So where are we today, Shaz?
We are at Reef Bay, which is a little hamlet of Castle Haven, and it's just south of Knighton and just east of St Catherine's Lighthouse.
Isn't it glorious here?
Oh yeah.
We've had an absolutely super brew up today, haven't we?
Oh, definitely. Oh, it's been great.
Now, weird and strange facts of a natural nature about Reef Bay. Well, we've seen a residential seal that doesn't move because it's a rock. The weather today is very windy, force 4 at least, but it's dry and sunny and rather nice. We've seen what we think is a peregrine falcon sighting hovering on the cliff tops. We've seen some gorgeous stone cairns down in Castle Haven, a little place just down here. The little cairns are human-made piles of stones, rather pretty, we thought. We've seen calendula, saxifrage, lavender, red clover, buttercups, bluebells, daisies and more. After rambling, or should I say scrambling about, at Reef Bay, taking photos and enjoying the view, Kitty had a moment on the floor. She decided to take photos from the ground. It was a slight accident, but no injury was sustained, other than pride. Now, Shaz, you've got some history of Reef Bay, haven't you?
Yeah, I definitely have. Basically, it was actually constructed to bring in dressed stone, Portland stone, to build St Catherine's Lighthouse. There's no paperwork officially on this. Also, there's been a lodging house since 1655. There was 3 bathing machines. Basically George Haynes Sr. received a silver chain and compass for saving a crew member of a foreign sailing ship on 18th October 1891.
Well done, that man.
Yeah, definitely. And Beach Cottage was built in the late 19th century. However, there has been a building on the site since 1838. Now, the little hamlet Castle Haven, there's not a castle in sight, but castle is used in 4 of the field names which are adjoined to Castle Haven. So
which is adjoined to Reef Bay.
Yes,
so we're sitting near a beautiful cafe. Now we've been we met Julie, who was serving a plethora, and I say a plethora, of lovely drinks and delicacies of the cake nature. When we arrived, we had a hot chocolate each made with milk and a yummy millionaire's shortbread. Now, as it was so nice out, because it is so sunny and beautiful, we decided to take a wander to St Catherine's Lighthouse, which is only a hop and a skip away, really. Ten minutes, pretty much. To St Catherine's Lighthouse, and also to the Standing Stone. Now, the Standing Stone is one of Kitty's favourite places to sit. So we wandered along the cliffs, and it was clear to see that been quite a lot of landslip.
Yes. So be careful if you do go along there.
Many gorgeous flowers and grasses, and the grass, didn't it ripple like waves?
Yeah, in the wind. That was really beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there were quite a few people at St Catherine's Lighthouse when we got there, weren't there?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Great to see so many visitors around as well.
Yes, yeah. And we've said hello. Supporting the island.
Yeah. We've said hello to a few, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we have.
We then took a walk to the Standing Stone and stood a while, taking in the view and
the energy.
Yeah, and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Then we had a short wander, 10 minutes or so, not 10 miles this time.
Yes.
Back to Castle Haven through the fields with secret hiding places.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now, when we got back to the cafe again, we had a well-deserved cuppa.
Yeah.
Sitting out in the sun again, feeling ever so slightly windswept.
Definitely.
Thank you, Julie. Your cafe, what a wonderful, wonderful little cafe it is.
Yes.
And we're very grateful.
Thank you.
So who knows where we will be next week. This week, Castlehaven and Wreath Bay are an idyllic little hidden spot to go to. Who knows where we'll be next week? Until next time, bye for now from
Shazza
and me, Kitty. Bye.
Bye.